All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Oh, it is Thursday, an absolutely idyllic day here in the Mitten. And we got a ton of things. I have no idea if any of them are going to work. I just do not have the pulse of my people this week. I really don't know. Baseball's back. There's no celebration. Football canceled the Hall of Fame game. There's really no panic. And it is just one of these weird, bizarre spaces we're existing in. But I am going to start with something that I think at worst is a PSA on how I believe things ought to be. And at best, maybe it sparks some conversation. Now, we all have this weird thing within us that we just can't look at things for exactly what they are. There always has to be something more, right? There always has to be a conspiracy. There has to be an agenda. There has to be someone to blame. I mean, we really are in the gotcha society. Someone does something, and if they're right, they're adulated. Wrong, they're burned to the ground. And if there's really no conclusion, we try to find someone to burn to the ground. And that brings us to the Bubba Wallace situation, where now pictures of the noose or garage pole, depending on how you feel about things, I think it's a noose, just me. But now we're getting into this thing where it can't just be what it is. And what I mean by that is this. You now have people, and I don't know what percentage. I'm not going to get myself in trouble with percentages. But now people are screaming and attacking Bubba Wallace's character, calling him Jesse Smollett. Someone has to pay for this. This was a gross overreaction. This is ridiculous. Bubba was in on. How about this? Take a look at the big picture. George Floyd's death, protests in the street. An inflammatory president using terms like thugs, right? We're not in a good place as a country. NASCAR gets rid of the Confederate flag. Only black driver in NASCAR has a noose in his garage. The natural conclusion is we really need to check this out, right? Like, that's what brought us here. And if it's, quote, an overreaction, here's my question to you. So what? If anything, it's the correct reaction. Why not check it out? That's pretty damning when you look at the picture. That's not a garage tie. That's not just a rope you pull a garage down with. That's a noose. Like, that's just what it is. Now, whether it was targeted or not, bottom line business. Black driver, noose in the garage. That's not what all garage ties look like. I gave you the backstory, the lead up to it. Why can't it be what it is? And furthermore, why do we then have to go after Bubba Wallace? Or why do we have to then go after NASCAR? Or why do we have to go? Why can't it be exactly what it is? Appropriate action, very questionable circumstance, no conspiracy. Oh, he must be in on it. It's just we have this thing in us where why can't we just look at it for exactly what it is in front of us? Now, the FBI has determined what they determined. But that doesn't mean I view it as Bubba Wallace or his pit crew. And the pit crew is the one who found it and made note of it. I don't think they're wrong for doing it. Everyone has hypersensitivity right now towards what's going on. That is not something I think that's pretty clear. It's not something you see everywhere. So there doesn't have to be a fall guy in all of this. There doesn't have to be a bad ending. And you're still welcome to believe in your heart whatever you want to believe. You believe somebody got away with a really racist gesture. Yeah, it's very possible. The FBI disagrees with that. You believe Bubba Wallace was in on it. I don't know what to tell you. You know, you believe NASCAR overreacted and cancel culture has gone too far. Okay. How about everyone kind of just did the right thing? It was discovered. It was vetted. The community rallied around Bubba Wallace. And we move forward. Instead of now Bubba Wallace has to defend himself as if his integrity's on the line. I mean, I just... That's the weird part about society for me. It never can just be what it is. So I kind of want to just open the floor, so to speak, and start there. 248-539-9797. You want to rap about it? Rap about it. I'm not going to sell you fury, and I'm not going to sell you conspiracy. It's just, maybe it's just what it is. You tell me. Mike, David, go ahead.
Yeah, let me read you this statement, too, from the NASCAR president, Steve Phelps. He says, NASCAR conducted a thorough sweep of all 29 tracks where they race and 1,684 garage stalls in total. In there, they found only 11 total ropes that had a pull-down rope tied in a knot and just one noose,
right,
which was the one in Bubba Wallace's garage. I mean,
I believe someone got away with something. I do. The FBI came away not feeling that way. I think Bubba Wallace's crew was justified doing what they did. I think NASCAR was justified in doing what they did. I thought the community rallying around Bubba was the right thing. And if someone got away with it, they know. I mean, what do I want to do here? I mean, if anything, if you really think about this, the idiot who I believe did that actually lost. You didn't scare Bubba from racing. You actually got the NASCAR community to rally around Bubba Wallace and show that whatever message you're putting out there, we ain't trying to hear it. And you generated the story in sports where it wasn't even about the noose anymore. It was about people rallying together, and it was about a powerful bit of imagery. So in many ways, if someone actually did that, like if it was this one awful racist pig, you actually kind of help things along if you really want to be real about it. Because I'm watching a black driver who drives a Black Lives Matter car having an entire community rally around him with some of the more powerful imagery of 2020. And if those good things are spurred on by that one disgusting act that, again, didn't hurt Bubba Wallace, you didn't scare him out of running. You didn't scare his pit crew out of running. You actually came up the big loser.
Look, yes, you're right, Mike. This, in the end, it's good for NASCAR because you have an entire community that came and supported him. And this picture, when it came out today, the full photo of what this looked like, yeah, that's a noose, okay? I have a rope tied to my garage when I pull my garage door down. It isn't tied like that. It doesn't even need to be tied like that. It's a straight rope. Just pull the thing down. If you want to hook to it, it doesn't have to be like that. So someone did something. Now, whether you believe the investigation that it was there in 2019, you know, it is what it is. But I don't understand why it has to be tied like that in order for you to pull the garage down. I just don't understand that. So, you know, for those saying, oh, you know, he's crying. He's like the boy that cried wolf, you know, and he's making this up and all this. You know what? Let's not go there. With
right,
this,
leave it
okay?
alone.
Because if NASCAR or if someone in that garage doesn't see that and doesn't tell NASCAR officials, then they're doing something wrong in my mind. You cannot look in the climate we live in right now. You cannot see that and not say something. You have to investigate that. You have to look into it.
And they did. And it was appropriate. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that reaction under the way things are right now. I don't think there's anything wrong with the reaction. Going, wait a minute now. Come on, that picture, you know exactly what that is. Come on. So, like, why can't it just be what it is? We go on these vision quests. oh, that overreaction and this person's a jerk. Oh, this guy's integrity's gone. It's like, no, we thought it was something. The FBI disagrees. We can still believe it was something, but we just can't find the person who did it. Like, that's what it is. And yet, you got Bubba Wallace having to go out and defend himself as if he's done anything wrong, right? But just like in most of American history, what? His crime is what? Being black? Is that really what we're going to boil it down to? You're a black driver in NASCAR. That's really high pressured. You're kind of an uninvited guest, right? And it's amidst the social unrest we have, you're in a Black Lives Matter car, and they just got rid of the stars and bars, right? And your garage pole looks like that. You think somehow that's wrong to connect those dots? I don't. 248-539-9797. Just want to see if anybody wants to rap about it. You know, guys, I'd love to tell you some new things going on at the D and new promotions, but I just can't seem to get any new copies. So here I am to just tell you about Circus Sports. I mean, the D is there. Long bars there, sports books there. Love to tell you about some of their new promotions. All right, so let's see where this gets us as we start our day today. We'll get a few of the ticket techs first, and I'll, obviously, if Mike and David have a few things they want to say, that's fine as well. Go ahead, Mike, and then we'll get to the callers.
Yeah, one more quote I want to read you, too, from Steve Phelps, NASCAR commissioner. So, on the strong reaction to the news found in Talladega Garage Sunday, here's his quote from this afternoon. I take full responsibility for that and the emotion attached to it. But based on the evidence we had, we felt that one of our drivers had been threatened. That's why we took the action. So, you know, again, and you and David said it too, NASCAR's response has been good with this. I think they did handle it correctly. It's not a rope in there. That definitely is a noose. And some ticket texts are coming in. Mike, I don't know how anyone would say any bad thing about Bubba Wallace. He should not have to defend himself. That absolutely was a noose. Guys, those stats are telling. It's one thing if it's a rope, but did you see the way it was tied? That's absolutely ridiculous. That was for sure a noose. I think that Bubba Wallace had good PR with this entire thing. He handled it well. Everyone handled it well around him, and it was a terrible situation, but it turned into something good. There should not be any negativity towards him whatsoever. Mike, can you break it down for me? Do you think the FBI took the easy way out and covered up a hate crime with this? That certainly looks like a noose to everyone I've seen react to this on the radio, on television, and social media today.
When Sully read what he read about the number of garages, how few of them actually have a garage pole, and the only one that looked like that was his, it is hard for me to come to a different conclusion. That said, I don't know the scope of their investigation. I don't know. I mean, okay, here's the problem. If we don't have who did it, I don't know. I don't really have an answer for you. And I'm not afraid to say that from time to time when I don't. I was surprised at the FBI's conclusion. And now seeing the, you know, the quote evidence, boy, I don't know how they come out of that with that viewpoint. But they did.
Well, here's the other side of it, I guess. Guys, the FBI's findings are a good thing, aren't they? It's good that this wasn't a directed hate crime towards him. Of course, mm-hmm. It's still bad that it was in the garage, though, to begin with.
Yeah, I understand that point of view. That in the absence of finding definitive proof that it was, far better to not have that happen. It's just so difficult. And Sully, read that one more time. The amount of garages, the amount that had it, and then his is the only one that had that.
Yeah,
that was just like, wow.
From NASCAR President Steve Phelps, NASCAR conducted a thorough sweep of all 29 NASCAR tracks across the country where they race. There were a total of 1,684 garage stalls. They found only 11 total ropes that have been used as a pull-down rope tied into a knot, and just one was tied like a noose. That was the one in Bubba Wallace's garage.
So 1,700 garages, a grand total of 11
ropes
use a rope pull-down. Only one looks like that. I don't know. Tough. Tough optics. All right, let's get it rolling. See where people are at with this. Go out to Westland and lead it off today. We'll go to Justin.
I'm just calling because I'm on the side where I think this is all BS. I think that it's really funny, and you know that all these things keep happening, one thing after another, to divide this country, and everybody just falls on the bandwagon that there's racism in this country, and it's a huge problem.
So you're saying it's not?
I do not. No, it's not. You wouldn't have kids growing up idolizing black NBA players, black MLB players, black NFL players, right? Remember, as a kid, we all grew up idolizing our favorite athletes, and most of them are black. You wouldn't have a majority white crowd at a Lil Wayne concert if we had a racism problem in this country. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's just to divide this country, to separate us, and to get us at war with each other.
Okay, I'm going to try to help you. Thanks for the call. I'm not interested in speaking to you directly anymore. I'm going to tell you a little story. Just a little story, okay? We're going to talk about little Mikey. And little Mikey's got a friend named little Mikey. It's crazy, right? Best friends. Little Mikey and little Mikey. Little Mikey A is white. He grows up on one side of town. Little Mikey B is black. He grows up on the other side of the town. You know, in one of the pre-designed ghettos we came up with about 120 years ago. And little Mikey A goes to a school in a nice neighborhood that has all these families making money, and the school is funded by taxpayer dollars, and he gets a good education, and little Mikey gets into a really good school because, well, let's face it, little Mikey, you know, didn't have to suffer through when they look at the application. If you have a black sounding name, you weren't let in for a long time in this country. Fun facts, little Mikey B doesn't go to such a great school because little Mikey B was forced into one of our designed ghettos, and then it was police different. And then little Mikey's dad got locked up, right? Because let's face it, we police people of color differently, and we've broken so many families with profit for prison, etc., and mandatory minimum sentencing. And well, now little Mikey B doesn't get into the school he wanted. And even if little Mikey B does get into the school he wanted, little Mikey B is not going to make as much money as little Mikey A, because there is a racial inequality gap when it comes to income. What I'm describing to you is absolute systemic racism. So, Justin, while I'm very pleased that your child enjoys what LeBron James can do for him, that doesn't mean racism's not a problem. Idolizing a black athlete and what they can do for you and how they entertain you is really no disrespect to you, but that's the equivalent of just saying, oh, look how entertaining this man is. Oh, is he going to go out there and dance for you? That doesn't mean racism's not real, and it doesn't mean you value them as a person. You just value what they can do for you. Oh, perform for me. Perform for me. Delight me. It doesn't mean you view them as equal. It doesn't mean you have it in your heart to view them as they're equal. For you to suggest that racism is somehow a ruse, or it's not real, or it's a deep state plant, I'm sorry, but it's like, you got to read, man. Like the situation I described in this country, racism takes a lot of shapes and forms, right? But when we look at the rate of incarceration for black men per capita, there's reasons, and it's racism. When we look at how we designed conveniently low-income neighborhoods, herding black people together and not letting them move to the nice neighborhoods, go look up what redlining is. Go look up at real estate practices. Go look up shortly after World War II and some of the policies. Go look it up, man. It's in our history books. It's there. That's racism. Go look up at the educational disparity between white children and children of color. And whether it be in the funding, whether it be in the opportunity, look at it. Then if you happen to get a college degree and you happen to get a great education, you're still fighting an uphill battle. There's still an income gap. That's racism, man. You need to redefine what you believe racism to be. It's not just a burning cross and some fat hillbilly slob in a bedsheet. Racism has all shapes and sizes and all form and function. The war on drugs, that's a war on blacks. Go back and look at the commentary from Nixon. Go back and look at what that is. That's a war on blacks. So despite your best attempts to come on the air with a very strong opinion, it's really nothing more than ignorant blather. Racism is real. It's always been real. Racism is a part of our story. It's 400 years in this country. From outright three-fifths of a man to Jim Crow to redlining to educational policies to the way we police to the way we forcibly go up into black communities and lock up black men. Look, I can't help you. You don't feel it in your heart to even do the minimum reading to come on the air and have a legitimate opinion. I mean, I'm not yelling, I'm not screaming, and I'll be damned, I'm not trying to be insulting. But you've got to do a modicum of research. And I think you would change your mind, but you just don't want to change your mind because it's easier to reside in the space that says, why are they complaining? It's all good. Home of the brave, land of the free. Man, it's great up in here. This is awesome. It's not awesome. The black experience in this country is anything but awesome. Like, I don't mean to belabor it, but like, Jesus. I just don't understand how you come to the conclusion that racism isn't real? Gee whiz. I don't know. Mike, David, you can feel free. I'm sorry if I like just bloviated there, but I just get frustrated. Like, it's not some dark admission if you just recognize the way it's been and the way it is. Like, racism is real. It's still here. It's a problem. And that's not okay, but admitting it is at least the minimum requirement, right? Like, just admit it, and let's try to see what we can do to fix it. No?
No, absolutely, Mike. And it's, look, of course, it's using the LeBron James analogy, and that it's, there's so many more bigger things than that, okay? It's great that you idolize LeBron and other players like that.
No, but you just like so what he can more. Do for you.
Right, but there's that's not relevant to a larger discussion. It's just not. I mean,
no, you know what? I'll tell you what it is, Mike. Saying, oh, well, I like black athletes. Saying that saying like you once talked to a black guy. That's the shut up and dribble mentality, right? The minute LeBron James wants to talk about real things, what was he met with? Just shut up and play ball, all right? I mean, that's the equivalent of just, oh, I like what he can do for me, but I don't care about him as a man.
Or the cringeworthy guys. I have black friends, all right?
Let me say this, all right? Now, I'm not racist, but...
Whenever someone starts a sentence off with, well, I love black people, okay, but...
It's just so cringeworthy that that's the first call you get. That's where we started off.
Yeah, called back, too, and said, well, Mike didn't let me talk for long enough, and David was just going and chatting with him.
Didn't let him talk for long enough. Justin, I let you go uninterrupted and unencumbered. I gave you as much time, you ran out of breath, and I said, okay, now I'm going to help you.
No, he
the last
he
time
him,
I checked, come on now.
No, you did let him talk for a while, for sure. And I would tell you.
97.1.
Well, guys, Hall Financial, let's take a moment to talk about them. 248-308-5000 or DavidHallMortgage.com. All right, if you're thinking about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.